Today is the 15th of October 2016. And this morning, I want to talk about speaking and speech. There are many things that people say out of their mouths. And oftentimes, the motives are quite interesting. We find in the thirty-first Psalm, the 18th verse, "Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous." You know, there's been a lot of things said against the righteous. There's been a lot of things conveyed against those who are God's people. When a person tries to stand up for the truth of God's word, they're lambasted often and shut down, are they not? And, you know, sometimes we find it's just best to be silent. And then other times, we're propelled to say something. 1 Corinthians 13:1, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." James tells us that the tongue is on fire. You know, in Acts 6:13, it says, "They set up false witnesses, which said, this man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against his holy place and the law." Have you ever felt like you have been set up? People are lying against you, you know, for trying to take a stand for the Word of God. It doesn't feel good, does it? It's a spiritual test to see how we're going to respond. You know, in Mark 13:11, it says, "But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, Take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost." Well, I think what we need to do is hear what the Lord has to say. Psalm 85:8, "I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly." You know, when we look at the election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, we find a lot of smear tactics going on both sides. Reminds me of Psalm 12:2. "They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak." Well, in Jeremiah 9:5, "And they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity." We are commanded to speak all that God has spoken unto us, okay? And he says in 1 Peter 4:11, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen." We have to be careful what we speak. Psalm 73:8, they are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppressions. They speak loftily. Well, have you ever felt like you were swallowed up because of what you're proclaiming? When they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Matthew 10:19. There are a lot of people that would like to shut true Christians up today. In fact, mainstream Christianity would like to shut true Christians up. And, we were told in the Old Testament that even God sent a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets, didn't he? So, we realize that the times that we're living in are perilous times. Men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. And, we're told in Deuteronomy 5:27, go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say. And speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear and do it. That should be our response to what God is telling us in his word. Okay. Says, if any man, John 7:17, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. We should not be speaking of ourselves. We should be speaking of the doctrine of Christ. And, in Acts 4:20, told we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. That's what we should be proclaiming. The doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of the apostles. And when we are speaking, we should be in prayer that whatever we say would be that would be uplifting to and exalting of God, Jesus Christ. There's a time when God is going to speak. And he says that then, in Psalm 2:5, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Psalm 17:10 says, they are enclosed in their own fat, with their mouths they speak proudly. I don't know. There's nothing more comforting than to rest in what Christ says. Rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And Matthew 10:20 says, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. There's a lot of people that have a lot of people. There's people that have a lot of people saying good things about them. And what are we told about those people? If a person has a lot of friends and they have all the accolades of lots of people, what's the Bible say about that? Well, he says, Luke 6:26, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Not a lot of people heard Jesus, did they? Not a lot of people listened to Jesus. He spoke to, thousands of people, but they ended up all crying out, crucify him, crucify him. Give unto us Barabbas. And that's what they're doing to people today, figuratively, maybe not physically crucifying them. We know in the Fox's Book of Martyrs they crucified them, but they want to rend you. They cannot stand the pure and unadulterated doctrine of Jesus Christ. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. All that the Father has given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. For those whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And those he predestinated, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is Christ that died. And so, we see that there's a lot of communication going on, probably more communication going on today in our world with technology than any other time in the history of this earth. And you know, there's a reason why that I'm even having this message this morning, because God placed this on my heart. You know, 2 Corinthians 7:3, I speak not this to condemn you, for I've said before that are in our hearts to die and live with you. You know, but I just want to let God's people know that if you're being land blasted by people, if you're being put down by people, if people are shunning you, if people refuse to have any communication with you, realize that there's a reason for it. They cannot stand to hear the truth of God's word. You know, Psalm 35:28 says, "And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long." Psalm 41:5, "Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish?" Do you realize that's what our enemies are saying? They're speaking evil of us out there. And they're saying, "When shall he die and when shall he perish?" They don't want to see us prospering. They do not want to see us in good health. They want to see us destroyed. You say, "Well, you're kind of paranoid, aren't you, Larry?" No, I'm a realist. The devil hates God's people, you know. And when we declare his mighty acts, when we declare the greatness of God, when we declare his sovereignty over evil, when we declare that he is a sovereign potentate, people want to rail at you, don't they? You know? And, you know, it's Isaiah 8:10 says, "Take counsel together, it shall come to naught. Speak the word, it shall not stand, for God is with us." You know? He says, Isaiah says in 28:11, "For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people." You know, is that the way you feel this morning? Do you feel like you're speaking with stammering tongue? You know, I hope that we should be truth tellers, telling the truth of God's word. He came into this world to save his people from their sins. And he didn't just make it possible for all men to be saved. No, he came to save his people from their sins. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. You know, and by his stripes we are healed. You know, John 12:49 says, "I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which has sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak." And in John 17:13, he says, "And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." You know, remember they told the disciples and the New Testament church, as it was being proclaimed, the gospel was being proclaimed, they told them not to, they commanded them not to teach at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus, didn't they? They did not want Jesus' teachings and his doctrine to be proclaimed, you know. But they continued to speak in the name of Jesus, you know. And when we talk about Christ concerning the church, it is a mystery, but it is revealed to all of God's people. We're told in Titus 2:1, "To speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." People don't want to talk about doctrine anymore. They would rather talk about the Kansas City Royals or the Kansas City Chiefs or Obama or Trump or Hillary Clinton. But they're not interested in anything regarding sound doctrine. They don't want to hear it, you know. And so I had a guy tell me one time to take all of those messages down off of Facebook that I put up there. He was not, did not want to be my friend anymore, okay? Because we know what the Bible says. We don't need you to tell us. Well, we need to speak the truth in love, you know. In Numbers 23:12, he answered and said, "Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth?" You know, sometimes we're compelled to say things and to be truth tellers. You know, Psalm 49:3 says, "My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding." Psalm 57, "Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God." Psalm 71:10, "For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together." That's exactly what's happening today. People are taking counsel together against those who are standing for the truth of God's word. You know, and we have to pour out our heart to God like David did, and pray that he would not allow our enemies to overcome us. You know, we can speak of his glorious honor and of his majesty and of his wondrous works. And, you know, but we have to realize that only God's people are going to respond to truth. You know, we can shout it from the housetops, the truth of God's word, but only his people are going to hear his word and understand that the other people that hear the truth, that are reprobate, are going to mock and shake their fist in the face of God's word. You know, and I think we have to be reminded of this. And, you know, remember when Paul was talking to Festus, and Festus said, you're mad. In other words, Festus said, you're crazy. A lot of people have tried to insinuate that I'm crazy. you know, people in my family of that, because I am just merely quoting from Scripture. He says, Acts 26:25, he said, "I'm not mad, but most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness." You know, he trying to tell him he wasn't mad. And in 2 Corinthians 2:17, Paul says, "For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ." You know, we have the same spirit of faith according as written, "I believe and therefore have I spoken." We also believe and therefore speak, 2 Corinthians 4:13. And so, the message this morning is, you know, is to remind God's people that if you are being lamb blasted, if people are coming against you, if people are throwing you under the bus, if people are basically excommunicating you from fellowship, just realize that they did the same thing to Christ. You know, they did the same thing to Christ. You know, they did the same thing to the apostles. They did the same thing to the prophets. You know, Psalm 109:20 says, "Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. My soul shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever." Psalm 145:21. You know, sometimes there's a scripture or there's a psalm that says, "Sometimes I get discouraged and think my hope in vain. I'm tempted then to murmur and of my lot complain. But then I think of Jesus and all he's done for me. And I cry, O rock of ages, hide thou me. O rock of ages, hide thou me. No other refuge have I but thee." And that should be our prayer. Lord, help us to realize that we're living amongst those that hate you, hate your doctrine, hate your name, hate your word. And, Acts 5:40, "And when they called apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go." You know, are we willing to suffer for proclaiming the name of Jesus? Are we willing to speak every man truth with his neighbor? Are we to be truthful regarding God's word? Are we to compromise and go along with the world system and go along with the ecumenical movement and compromise? You know, Titus 2:15 says, "These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you." You know, 1 Thessalonians 2:4, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." Well, I think it's something that we need to address. What's going on in this country? The time is going to come when anyone who speaks sound doctrine or proclaims the word of God is going to be considered a way out there in left field or right field or Never Never Land, or a terrorist or a bigot or a homophobe or a troublemaker is what he's going to be considered, isn't he? That's what they consider us now, you know. And that's why that people out there want to talk about everything other than the truth of God's word. You know, that's exactly what it is. And I know that it's not an easy thing to proclaim the truth. It's much easier to talk about the weather. It's much easier to talk about, you know, anything other than. It's much easier to talk about classic cars or bowling or football or basketball or baseball or soccer or hockey or NASCAR racing or anything other than the Word of God, isn't it? It is. And then when we get around people that are speaking about spiritual things, they are changing the Word of God to make it say something other than what it says. You know? And, you know, where's the truth-telling left? Is there truth-telling left in our society? You know? He says in Psalm 28:3, "Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts." You know? And that is happening a lot, isn't it? You know, they want to talk about everything other than the Word of God. When someone starts talking about how that we're totally depraved, we're born and conceived in sin, and the doctrine of unconditional election and particular redemption and irresistible grace and final perseverance of the saints, they want to rail on you, do they not? They do. You know? And we must realize that this is all ordained of God. Remember, Daniel 11:27 reminds us, "And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed." We must realize that God is the one that sends this strong delusion to so many millions of people that they would believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. 2 Thessalonians, you know? Sometimes we have to speak out of our mouth what God reveals to us. Acts 18:9, "Then spake the Lord to Paul in a night by vision, Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. And when Aquila and Priscilla heard, they took him unto them, and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly." You know. And it seems like when we try to expound the Word of God more perfectly to people, oftentimes they reject it, don't they? But we must understand that as many as are ordained to eternal life will believe the gospel. You know, there was people that tried to forbid people to speak. In 1 Thessalonians 2:16, they said, "Forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sin always, for the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost." You know, there's a lot of people that would like for us just to shut up and just go along with the flow, just go along with everybody. You know, Beatles theology, right? All we need is love. Love is all we need. But it's not the love of the Bible, you know. Matthew 12:34, "O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh." You know. And so, this is a society of what I call just live and let live. You know, whatever you want to do, whatever feels good, do it. You know, and if anybody comes along that proclaims the pure unadulterated doctrine of Christ, then they are
They are vilified, are they not? You know, what did they do to Paul? They stoned him, they whipped him, they beat him with rods, that he was shipwrecked, he was stoned and left for dead. And why do you think that was, why do you think he had to go through all of that? Because people didn't like what they were hearing. And he, especially when they came against their goddess Diana of the Ephesians. Remember that? Oh, man, they just about pulled him asunder, pulled him apart. You know? And I'll tell you, Second Peter 2:12, but these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed speak evil of the things that they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Well, I think the difference is where God's elect were to speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hands double for all her sins. But are we supposed to speak comfortably to those who are coming against God's word and give them a false assurance and tell them that they're one of God's people when they're coming against God's word vehemently? I think not. I think not. You know, there's a reason that God gave us his word. There's a reason he gave us this doctrine. Exhort, rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine. You know? And I tell you, this is the time when people do not want to hear doctrine. You know? Hebrews 6:9, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. So we do are compelled to speak the truth in love. And when people are not showing love to us in response, I had a person tell me, well, just I don't want to talk to you anymore. You know, I don't like the way you think. What she was really saying is, I don't like what you're portraying. I don't like what you're saying about the Bible. It must have convicted her. It's the only thing I can say. She could not stand to hear the truth conveyed in God's word. And, you know, there is a price to pay for telling the truth of the gospel. And the price sometimes is in ridicule, excommunication, being ostracized from fellowship from people, being put down. And, you know, I know Isaiah felt kind of betrayed. The 56th chapter, the third verse says, neither let the son of the stranger that joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. You know, but we are told to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. And oftentimes we find that when we speak the truth, we're automatically cast out anyway. They don't want to have anything to do with us. They see us as troublemakers. They see us as people who are too narrow-minded. They're no earthly good, you know. You know, I had a guy tell me that one time. You're too spiritually minded. You're no earthly good. Well, I'm looking for a better country whose builder and maker is God. And, you know, but Ezekiel 33:8, he says, when I say in the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. You know, there's going to be a time, Daniel said, 7:25, that this person's going to come along, he's going to speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. You know? And that's what's happening now with the rulers of our country. They're speaking things against the Most High and His doctrines and His word. And they are wearing us out, are they not? But we must realize that underneath us are the everlasting, is everlasting God, you know. And anyway, this morning, I want us just to be reminded that if you're going through some difficult times with family, friends, loved ones, and they are casting you out, and they're not wanting to have anything to do with you, realize that the important thing is God is on your side. If you are truly have a heart for God, He's on your side, and He will not fail you. And even though many people have let you down and have railed against you and come against you, just realize the time will come when Christ will pick you up and set you on your feet, and He will grant unto you to enter into His kingdom. And He will say, enter into the joy of thy Lord. So let us remember that this morning and be encouraged. God bless.